Your agency obviously trying to figure out how to manage with no spending plan in place for this fiscal year and worrying about next year's budget. There are some people who are going to get more, but a whole lot of agencies who are going to get less next year. IDC Government Insights has been looking closely at the whole budget situation, including and especially IT spending. Sean McCarthy, Research Director for IDC Government Insights, is our guest to talk about IT budget trends and what they might mean for your agency long run. Sean, thanks for being on the program today.
Hi, Francis. Glad to be here.
I mentioned there are lots of lesses that we'll see in the 2012 budget plan, but there are a few mores. Who is getting the mores?
Well, right now, I focus mostly on the federal IT budget.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of interesting to see what's happening because there's two ways of looking at this. One is to compare it to the 2011 budget. Yes, there was not one, but OMB did require that federal agencies submit their Exhibit 53s in order to count what they were spending on IT. So we do know what, you know, at least the proposed budget was for 2011. Based on that, the Commerce Department is going down a little bit. Big cuts are to HUD and to Justice Department and to, some small agencies, National Archives, Small Business Administration. OPM is getting like a 30% cut. When I talked about HUD, they're up to 41%. But again, I'm comparing that to the fiscal year 2011 budget, never officially approved, but, you know, still agencies are sort of following that. What's happening is a lot of numbers you see floating around are comparing it to 2010 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
2010 budget, if you look at it, there's kind of two versions. There was one that was released mid-year and another one that was released late, almost at the end of the fiscal year, which showed a lot of IT bump-up numbers at that point. So if you look at the very end of the year, it looks like some people are having large cuts. In fact, one of the things I mentioned was NASA getting a substantial cut in IT spending. However, they're comparing it to a number that sort of crept in at the end of 2010. In reality, if you were to compare it to 2011 spending, NASA's budget is up about 1.9%. So again, it's, you know, there's a little bit of sleight of hand going on here. And, because of that, people have to kind of take some of those numbers that are being kicked around by OMB and the federal CIO's office with a grain of salt.
My mom's question would be, my mom works, lives in Pennsylvania, doesn't have anything to do with Washington or the Beltway or anything, and her first question would be, are these what she calls Beltway cuts, which are actually reductions and increases, or are these raw cuts, smaller numbers than before?
Well, I think you could call them raw cuts in this case, and some of what you're talking about in the IT budget, it's much easier to compare apples to apples, again, because of the way every single line item in the IT budget has to be reported.
Mm-hmm.
You don't quite see that in some of the other areas. But the other thing to keep in mind is there's really always two budget numbers that are being kicked around. There is the discretionary budget, where every agency submits their budget for approval every year, and then there is other things, outlays, mandatory spendings, mandatory programs that they spend on that can push things up. I mean, like for example, if you were to look at, let me roll through here, like Department of Justice, it looks like, for their full budget that their discretionary spending drops to about $20.9 billion for fiscal year 2012 over the estimated fiscal year 2011 budget. But when you add in mandatory outlays, things that they have to spend money on, that actually their budget is $33.1 billion. And that's not what you see publicized mostly. Most people, when they talk about budget numbers, are talking about the discretionary spending.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a budget for, or we don't have a bill for FY 2011. 2012 is just getting started. Given that we don't even have one for the fiscal year that will end in, I guess it's a little bit less than 6 months, seven months. Why should we get all worked up about this? Why is this something we should be concerned about now?
Well, if nothing else, the proposed budget is a good indication of trends. In other words, this is where people want to spend the money, and by looking at that, you can figure out which programs are being cut, what's being increased, things like that. And whether it's approved or not, it's a good idea of what the managers of those programs want to do and where they're going to put their priorities if they can.
Mm-hmm. The bottom line to this is what, for people who are at these agencies where the IT spend is likely to go down, are they just figuring out, are they at the front lines of the more with less movement, or is there still some possibility that Congress can shift things around and find them some money if they can argue the right way?
Well, let's put it, they're at the front lines, but the toe isn't quite over the line yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right now there are requirements, and part of Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO's plan was to cut, about 40%, let's say over 800 data centers from federal agencies. That's huge. That ultimately could mean fewer jobs. Now, the reality is when you go to Congress and say, I want to cut this data center, and that data center happens to be in some congressman's district, he may not want to see that closed. He may not want to see federal jobs being taken away. So you have the hope, and then the reality, the political reality, remains to be seen.
Do you have any thoughts about what, not about specific programs or projects or anything, obviously, but any thoughts about what that might look like then at the, once we're done with the congressional part of this, if we ever are, I guess?
Yeah, well, I do see kind of a short-term spending blip, because to get, and again, talking from the IT side, to get where they want to go for improving systems, moving a lot of programs to cloud-based computing, things like that, you end up having to spend a little money to get there for technology improvements. But down the road, when you can get everything from the cloud, when you can kind of standardize on a view of human resources systems or financial transaction processing systems and things like that, and you get rid of these non-core systems that are core to the mission of the agency, yeah, as that becomes standardized, it becomes commoditized, it gets moved out of the department, and, you know, what you see is kind of there's going to be some staff reductions, system reductions, et cetera, as they move towards this new era, new type of computing.
Do you see anything, Sean, in this budget year, in the analysis that you've done, that kind of gives you any hint as to what trends we might see over the next, say, 3 to 5 years budget-wise?
Well, certainly there has been a decrease in the amount of money going into DOD for DOD systems. They used to be over about 50% of discretionary budget for IT. They're under that now, down, you know, between 47 to 48. So, yeah, I see that. But a lot of that's going to happen because, you know, there's a certain ratcheting back of some of the frontline elements going on, and more money is going to be going into systems that maybe aren't sexy but are certainly needed, you know, improved office systems, replacing the PCs on people's desks, things like that. So that's where I see some of the IT money going on the DOD side. On the civilian side, certainly we do see a lot of money probably going into systematic improvements in, places like HUD, places like Social Security, et cetera. But that's, you know, over the next few years, not the 2012 budget necessarily.
Sean, we appreciate you being on the show this afternoon, and we've got the information about this report up at federalnewsradio.com, and thank you for being on the program today. It's great to talk to you.
All right, Francis. Thank you.
Sean McCarthy, Research Director for IDC Government Insights, Federal News Radio, of course, keeping our nose to the grindstone on budget stuff, and we've got everything posted at federalnewsradio.com.